discuss this morning about the inyan of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah, a very, very important machlokes in the Rishonim, an important discussion for how do we relate to the upcoming Yantav or Rosh Hashanah. So let's begin with the Torah. The Torah, number one, has two dayas about the Nusach of Tefillah. What should be said during Tefillah and Rosh Hashanah? So he quotes one opinion that Ein Omrim Vatitein Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Ba'ava Ma'adim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sason. We don't say this Lashon, this Nusach, Lo B'Rosh Hashanah V'Lo B'Yom HaKippurim. We don't say anything about Simcha or Sason in the Tefillah. But then he quotes another opinion of our Rav Sar Shalom Kasav, Omer B'Shnei Yeshivos, two Yeshivos B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. They would say the Nusach of Ma'adim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sason as Yom HaZikaron V'Chul. So there's 2 days in the Torah, Machlokis in the Rishonim, whether one does use the word Simcha and Sason in the Nusach of Tefillah. So what's a Machlokis? So the very basic Machlokis, the Bach says, they're arguing about whether or not there is Simcha on Rosh Hashanah or there is no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. It's a day of excitement, but it's also a day of fear, a day of Ema, because we're being judged. So that's the very basic Machlokis. Is there Simcha or is there not Simcha? And the Nafkamina is, do we say the word Simcha v'sason in Nusach HaTefillah? So how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Taf Kuf Pei Beis that Eino Omer, we don't say the words Moadim l'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim l'Sason. We don't use those words, which indicates the Psak, there is no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So the Be'er Gra there on the bottom, the Gra says, how do we know? What's the source? How does the Shulchan Aruch know to pask in this way that there is no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? So the Gra quotes a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. So let's look at that Gemara, what it's referring to. And so the Gemara is talking about that there is no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. It's based on a Deek in the Mishnah. Everybody agrees that there is no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. Why is there no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? A very famous Gemara. Rabbi Abohu, Amru Malachi Asharis, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said to Hashem, Ribono Shalom, Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shira Lefanecha B'Rosh Hashanah U'B'Yom HaKippurim. What's the reason why there is no Hallel? Every other Yom Tif of the year, we say a Hallel. Why is there no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim? I shared this story before, but I'll mention it again now. Whenever I speak about Hallel, I like to mention the story because it's a funny story. That when I applied to the Kol HaElyon in NYU, so you go through a series of bechinas with different Rashi Yeshiva, Rav Shechter, Rav Rosenzweig, Rav Willig. So the year that I was applying, someone went to Rav Shechter for a bechina, and Rav Shechter asks any question that he wants, anything that's on his mind, from easy to hard, from Nezikin to Moed. So one person was asked the question, how many times a year do we say Hallel? And which days do we say Hallel? So he said the answer is 18 in Eretz Yisrael and 21 in Chutz La'aretz. So he knew that answer. So he said, which days? So he started to go through. So he said, well, there are 8 days of Sukkot. So it's doing in Eretz Yisrael, 8 days of Sukkot. And then there are 8 days of Hanukkah, that's 16, full Hallels. Pesach, day one, that's another 17. Then he couldn't think of the 18th one. He's stuck. He's thinking. I thought maybe it was a trick question or something. He said, Yom Ha'atzmaut? So he says, no, Shavuos. Shavuos is the 18th time. So we say those are the 18 times we say a full Hallel, but we don't say Hallel, not even a Chatzi Hallel. We don't say on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. So that was the question that the Malachim had asked, Ribono Shalom, for what reason do they not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim? So you see the premise of that question of the Malachim was there is some level of Simcha that seems to warrant a Hallel. So for what reason is there no Hallel? So says the Gemara, Amar Lahem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu answers back to the Malachim, Efshir Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din. Is it possible that the Melech Malchei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sitting on the Kisei Din, he's judging the world, he's judging each person. V'sifrei Chayim, V'sifrei HaMesim Psuchim L'fanav. He's got the books open. Who's going into the life of death, the book of death, who's going in the book of life? It's a very serious day, and you're going to tell me, V'Yisrael Omrim Shira, they're going to say a Shira on such a serious day, Yom HaDin, and for that reason there is no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Isn't Hallel praising Hashem?
Hallel is the praising Hashem, but it's praising Hashem out of Simcha.
Listen, you're about to judge me, so let me tell you, Your Honor, how good you are.
No, there are different ways of praising. There's sometimes you're praising because you're leading to Yom Adin. There's other praise which leads you into Simcha. So Hallel is a type of praise that's about Simcha. Different types of praises. We praise all. We say praise Hashem on Tisha B'Av even. How could you praise Hashem? You always praise Hashem. Obviously, you want Him to answer. But sometimes that praise comes in the form of seriousness and hachna and humility. And sometimes it comes in the form of Simcha. So Hallel is an example of praise that is in the context of Simcha. Not
like,
sure.
It's like a bribe. Maybe that's what we don't
tell. I don't know about that. We could bribe Hashem. I mean, not bribe. I mean, we praise Him all the time. We expect answers. We expect responses.
The monk gives all kinds of examples. He helped him. He took a hair off his jacket, and he had to recuse himself.
Right.
God can't
recuse himself. Okay. It's an interesting approach. I hear. Now, come to think of it, there is a Gemara in Brachos that talks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu did show favor to Klal Yisrael, and they said it wasn't fair. It's not fair judgment to show any favor to them, because why do they show favor? Because the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, says that Klal Yisrael benches on eating kazayas or eating kabetz machlokas. And why? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my Jews here, they could really eat a little bit and praise me, but they're machmir to wait till Kabeta took his eyes. So I have so much love and gratefulness for them. And the Gemara says there, but isn't that a violation of showing favor to them over anyone else? And the Gemara then quotes a pasuk to explain why that was allowed. So I hear there's such an Indian like that, I guess. But either way, the response is that there is no halal on such a serious day of Yom HaDin because we're being judged whether we're going to live or whether we're not going to live, whether we're going to have a year of Parnassah or not Parnassah, whatever the year entails for us, it's a very serious day. And the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayos there clearly connects this Indian of halal to Simcha. He writes in number 6, She'ein korin halal lo b'Rosh Hashanah v'lo b'Yom HaKippurim. L'fi sheheim yimei tefillah v'achna, these are days of davening, days of humility. L'fnei Hashem, the year mimenu, we should be scared of it. And he finishes off the perish, v'ein roi b'matzavim ke'el. It's inappropriate in these types of circumstances, l'smoach b'losses, to rejoice and to be happy. So we see there is a correlation between Hallel and that of Simcha. And therefore, says the Gra, since the Gemara says we don't say Hallel, which means there is no Simcha in Rosh Hashanah, that's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch paskins, we don't say Mu'adim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sason on Rosh Hashanah. There's an interesting question the Magen Avraham asks in the number 7, the next page. He says that there's a Tzarech in Ktas. There's a little bit of a question based on this idea that we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. And that's something quite fascinating. Ha'omrim Tehillim B'chol Yom. Those who say Tehillim on every single day, umisrame lehem halel b'yom Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah falls out in Rosh Hashanah. So those people who say Tehillim every single day, so what's going to happen when they say the Kapitel Tehillim that include Halel? I know you're all wondering. The answer is obvious. So the answer is going to be exactly what you're all thinking. But it was still an interesting question nonetheless. He asks, once you're saying all of Tehillim every single day, and there are those who do say that, this was used to be a custom. I think your mother used to say Tehillim every single day, right? Bob used to say every single day Tehillim. So maybe Aunt Terry also says Tehillim every single day. So people still who go back from the days of Europe, how it used to be, we still say Tehillim every single day. I never understood. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Or HaChaim. It's talked about Dvarim Shebichsav Iyata Rashai L'Omrim Baal Peh. Psukim you're not allowed to say by heart. You have to say them Bichsav. So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says there are a few examples that we are allowed to say Baal Peh, if everyone knows them. So some examples are Shema. Everyone knows Shema by heart. Karban Tamid is another example of Ayda Be'er Shem. Everyone knows it by heart. So then the Mishnah Berurah says some other examples that people know by heart that you could say is Tehillim. All Sefer Tehillim, he says, you could say. Because everyone knows Tehillim by heart, right?
Yeah.
Sure. So there was a custom.
I don't understand. Always growing up, there always used to be a custom. People went back to shul after eating. And they said Tehillim.
On Rosh Hashanah.
Ah,
so the Magen Avraham brings down such a minhag. That was a practice to say Tehillim every single day. So I never knew that as actually part of the formal Seder of the day. But the Brisker Rav, who we know was a tremendous Talmud Chacham in Eloy, so I saw brought down on Rosh Hashanah, he, in his free time, he wouldn't learn. his free time, he would spend saying Tehillim. Now, the reason I was brought, which I don't really get this reasoning, but I'll say it anyways, because he was concerned that he wasted time. We know on Rosh Hashanah day that a person shouldn't sleep because he's wasting time, and it's going to have a sleep a year of wasting time. The Magen Avraham says if a person sits Yoshev Batel is also considered just wasting time. It's going to be a terrible simon for the entire year. So I saw quoted that the Brisker Rav wouldn't want to learn because if he had to look something up, when he walked from his desk to the Svar Mishrank to get something, those few seconds are wasted time. So he'd rather just sit down and say Tillim the whole time. I don't really buy that, to be honest. That's the reason, because going to get a sefer, halicha, to go do a mitzvah, shluchei mitzvah, or the way, that's also a mitzvah. There's nothing, it's all bittles man to go get a sefer, ani es daiti. So I think the real reason why he'd say Tillim all day is because there's a minhag to say Tillim all day. On Rosh Hashanah, there's a day of tefillah, it's a day of Yom HaDin. So this was the practice the Magen Avraham was bothered by. If you say Tehillim every single day, or if not every day of the year, you say it on Rosh Hashanah. So what happens when you get to those prakim about Hallel? How is that allowed? And so the answer is obvious. He writes in number 7, this is Simon Taf Kuf Pei Dalid, the Magen Avraham writes in Sifkat and Aleph, Nirali, the Kaven She'efshar, Ein Omrin Oso, Derech Shira. You're not saying it in a song. Rak Derech Tzechina Upaka Shashari. You're saying the Kapitel Tehillim that happens to be Hallel in a form of request, a form of davening Tashem, and you're not saying it singing and dancing like we say Hallel. It's just the din of Tchina and Bakasha. So there's a big inin to say Tehillim, and it's not a violation of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. It's actually brought down as well that we know when it comes to every single day of the year, during Chazar Sashatz, you're not supposed to learn. You're supposed to pay attention to the Tefillah and say Amen to the brachas that we're listening to. Now, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Chazar Sashatz is very long. And there's a lot of singing, there's a lot of in-between things. So are you supposed to pay attention to every single thing, every single song? You can't look at anything else? So the poskim say, during all the nigunim, you're allowed to look at other things. Some say you can learn. So even though you're allowed to learn during those times, it's very much recommended, and many of the Gedolim did this, they said Tehillim during those Nigunim. So one could say that, but there is a huge inyan, a very big inyan to say Tehillim on Rosh Hashanah. So either way, right now we see that there is no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, and for that reason there is no Hallel. So now this affects many other areas of Halacha as well in Rosh Hashanah, the very fact that there is no Simcha. Number 8. Shulchan Aruch Simin Tav Kuf Pei Aleph writes that Mechabsin Umistaprin Be'erv Rosh Hashanah. You're supposed to launder your clothing and get haircuts Erev Rosh Hashanah in order to be presentable and clean before Yom HaDin. But the Mishnah Brura puts on the brakes a little bit here, not entirely to dress up. He writes, Mikol Makom Lo Yilbash B'Rosh Hashanah Bigdei Rukama Umeshi. Fancy types of clothing. We don't wear fancy clothing. Nice clothing, clean clothing, but not the fanciest. It's not like Shar Yom Tovim. Why? Because the Yehei Mora Hadin. You have to have the Mora Hadin. You have to have that day of fear, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on the Kisei Hadin. And he's judging us what type of year we're going to have. And therefore, El Yilbash Bigodim Levonim Noim. Wear nice, white, clean clothing. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch talks about in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim the inyan to wear white clothing and wearing a kittel to be Dom Milamelech. And there the Mishnah Berurah writes, and number 11 here, this is Simon Tuf Reish Yud, Sivkatan Tes Zayin, Avalo Yikashtu Atzman B'Tachshitin Shemeskashtin Behen B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Mipnei Emes Yom Adim. He writes in Yom Kippur that one should not adorn themselves, the ladies should not adorn themselves in fancy jewelry, because Yom Kippur is a Yom HaDin, and similarly one would say the same by Rosh Hashanah, not to wear the fanciest of jewelry and clothing. Nice clothing, presentable clothing, but not the nicest. Because again, we're putting the brakes on a little bit there, because there is no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Now, Shagas Aryeh had a Shaila, he had the very same Shaila he was grappling with, whether or not Rosh Hashanah had a din of Simcha or not. And he actually put in a very nice perspective. Rosh Hashanah, we know, is the only Yom Tov that falls out on a first day of a month, on a Rosh Chodesh. And there's a lot of discussion whether or not we acknowledge Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, or is it self-understood, it's implied by when you say Rosh Hashanah, it's understood it's supposed to be Rosh Chodesh. So the way the Shaar Gezari sets up the Chachira is Rosh Hashanah a Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Simcha, or is Rosh Hashanah a Yom Tov? And that there is Simcha. That's his Chakira. Is it Rosh Chodesh or is it Yom Tov? And he says the following. If you assume that Rosh Hashanah is simply a regular Rosh Chodesh, and not like a other Yom Tov, there's a number of nafkaminas. And the Gemara in Beah talks about various gzeiras derabanan, that when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov, we could be oker the gzeira. Certain halachas about muksa and whatnot in preparation, that even though the Chacham made a gzeira, if it's going to get involved in someone's Simchas Yom Tov, so the Simchas Yom Tov could override that whatever the gzeira is. There are a few gzeiras the Gemara talks about in Beah. So Shagas Aryeh says, if you assume that there is no Simcha by Rosh Hashanah, so then you couldn't apply these heterim that were based on Simchas Yom Tov. So it talks about, again, different things about if you have different doors in a storefront or different leather that's been trampled on. Again, they're very obscure cases here. I don't want to go through all them. But that heter of Simchas Yom Tov that would apply on other Yomim Tovim would not be applicable to the day of Rosh Hashanah if you were to assume that there is no Simcha, which is what we're assuming based on the Shulchan Aruch, that there is no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Another nafkamina. Is there Simchas Yom Tov in terms of Basar V'Yayin? The Gemara tells us in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, this is number 13, that Chayiv Adam L'Sameach Banav Uvnei Beiso Beregel. A person is obligated to rejoice with his children, with his family, with his wife. V'Sameachta B'Chagecha. How do you rejoice with Yayin? And the Gemara goes on to say that really B'Zman Beis HaMikdash is Kayim. You have to bring Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar. You need to bring Karbanos. But Achshav, the very last line of this piece here, Achshav, nowadays, She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, that there no longer is a Beis HaMikdash, so then Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin, and we rejoice with Yayin, Yayin Yisamach Le'evav Enosh. So we paskin, the Rambam paskin this way, that Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin. So that's by Yom Tov. What about Rosh Hashanah? Is there going to be the Din of Basar V'Yayin when it comes to Rosh Hashanah or not? So says the Magen Avraham, number 14, Shelo lechol basar v'lishtos yayin b'Rosh Hashanah. A person should not eat meat, should not drink wine in Rosh Hashanah because it doesn't have a din of Simchas Yom Tov. This is all very consistent. Now there's a Stei Chemed here, which I just brought the source here. We don't have it in Bar Ilan, but he quoted a number of other Acharonim who paskined that one should have basar v'yayin on Rosh Hashanah. But right now our approach is that there is no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, and again, therefore, there's no Hallel, and therefore, there is no Sasam v'Simcha in the Nusach of Tefillah, and there's no Basar v'Yayin, and we don't wear fancy clothing. That's all right now how we paskin.
The Magen Avraham saying is you can have it, or you shouldn't have it. I mean, it makes it sound like you shouldn't even...
It sounds like you should not have. According to the Magen Avraham, it sounds like you should not have Basar v'Yayin on Rosh Hashanah. So now let's move on to the Indian of fasting. Should one fast? Can one fast? Is one allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins number 16, this is Simen Tuf Kuf Tzadi Zayin. He writes, Ochlin v'shosin u'simeichin v'ein misanin Rosh Hashanah lo b'Shabbos Shuva. One is supposed to eat, drink, and be merry, smeichim, but not to fast in Rosh Hashanah. So this is the big kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch here writes that one should be b'sameich. Earlier he wrote that we don't say sason v'simcha in the Nesach Tefillah. But here he writes, Ochlin v'shosin u'smeichin, one should eat, drink, be happy, and not fast. Good question, yeah?
It's another thing in the Chemi, the Raya.
Yeah.
They told him, don't cry and don't be sad. Go and...
Achol v'shosu, yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, why not?
We'll get there.
Say Obam? Oh, ulai, yeah. Lo b'shat tefillah. Omer b'shat tefillah ain omrim simcha sasa v'simcha. Fine. So just as Aaron brought me the pasuk in Nechemia, pasuk says here, "Vayomer Nechemia who are tirshasa." He says this day was Rosh Hashanah. It says, "Hayom kadoshu l'Hashem elokeichem." This day is a day of kedusha. Al tisablu, al tivku. Don't mourn. Don't cry. And this is going to be important at the end, this Indian of crying on Rosh Hashanah. Kivochim kol ha'am kishamim es divrei Torah. They're going to cry when they hear the Torah, whatever that means right now. And the reason Rashi said, because they didn't fulfill the Torah, they're going to start crying. We don't want crying on such a day. So Vayomer Lehem, so Nehemiah says to Klal Yisrael, Lichu, go out, ichlu mashmanim, go out and eat the fats, like sweets, things that are tasty. Ushisu mamtakim, drink things that are sweet. Vishulchu manos, and send out gifts. And this is goes on to explain, Al te'atzvu, don't be sad, ki chedvas Hashem hi ma'uzchem. This is the chedva, the simcha of Hashem. So this is talking about Rosh Hashanah. So this seems to be a clear pasuk that there is an inyan of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ochlin v'shosin u'smeichin vein mesanin. So let's just take a step back a little bit and understanding why one doesn't fast on Rosh Hashanah. So there are a few different opinions why we don't fast in Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Ramah does acknowledge that some say you should fast. If you look at number 17, Ramah, in another context, there's a halacha that the Shulchan Aruch says, if a person fasts 1 year in Rosh Hashanah, let's say, so then he has to make up that fast. We know there's a halacha, if a person sees a bad dream, so he's supposed to fast the next day, that gets rid of the bad dream. So let's say a person sees a bad dream Friday night, so he's supposed to fast on Shabbos, the halacha is you fast on Shabbos. But then the halacha is, but you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So you have to fast on Sunday to make up for fasting on Shabbos. So you do a double fast. Friday night you had a bad dream, you fast Shabbos, you shouldn't be fasting Shabbos, so you fast on Sunday. So Shulchan Aruch writes, so if a person has a bad dream, Le'er Rosh Hashanah, so then he has to fast in Rosh Hashanah to get rid of that bad dream. But now since he fasted in Rosh Hashanah, so now he has to fast on the next day to make up for what he shouldn't be, fine. So Ramah writes that he doesn't really have to make up the fast on Rosh Hashanah because there are those who hold that there's a mitzvah to fast in Rosh Hashanah. Now, although we don't pass in that way, we say you're supposed to eat in Rosh Hashanah, we can at least acknowledge such a shita of fasting in Rosh Hashanah, so if he wanted to fast because of a bad dream, he doesn't have to make it up for the next day. So there's a machlokas whether or not you fast or you don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. So the background for that is there's a Mordechai. The Mordechai writes, the reason why one should not fast in Rosh Hashanah is because Rosh Hashanah is kalul imshar hamoados. It's included on the other moados in Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos, and it's called a Mikra Kodesh. And just like Mikra Kodesh is an Indian to eat and to drink and to dress nicely, Rosh Hashanah shouldn't be any different. And he adds further that Rosh Hashanah is called a Chag. It's called a Chag, and you're not allowed to fast on a Chag. Now, according to the Mordechai, the idea of eating and drinking isn't necessarily connected to Simcha. There's Indian to eat and drink. Shabbos, there's no Simcha. But we still have a mitzvah of Shlosh Sudos on Shabbos. Pashup Pshat, there is no Simcha on Shabbos. There is a Tamar Tamima that talks about there might be Simcha on Shabbos. Pashup Pshat, there is no Simcha on Shabbos. But still you're supposed to eat and drink on Shabbos. You're not allowed to fast. So the Mordechai, also, who says you're supposed to eat and drink on Yom Tif, there's no indication that it's about Simcha. It's just that you're supposed to eat and drink to have Oneg and covered Yom Tif. But if you look in the Rush, number 19, the Rush in the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, he clearly does connect the inyan of eating and drinking to Simcha. And he's explaining as to why a person shouldn't fast. So look at the beginning, that just the two bold lines we'll take out from number 19. Sheyafahu shelo lehisanos. It's better that one not fast in Rosh Hashanah. Shekach amru parnasei Yisrael harishonim leYisrael. The great leaders of Yisrael said, the Pasuk in Nechemiah we just quoted, they said in Rosh Hashanah, Nehemiah told Am Yisrael, "Achlu ma'adonim v'shasu ma'amtakim ki kadosh hayom." Go out and eat sweets on such a day. This day is kadosh. This might be one of the sources of eating dvash. I mentioned one in the drush yesterday. Another reason why to have dvash. This was another reason it says to eat sweets on Rosh Hashanah. So apples and honeys are sweet. The source I brought yesterday, the remez I was mechavin to yesterday, I mentioned the drusha. We say in the kapitel, we say in Shir Shayom of Yom Chamishi, it's a kapitel that's all about Rosh Hashanah. And we say, Tikku b'chor shofar b'yom kesel yom chagenu. The whole parak is about Rosh Hashanah. So what's the last pasuk of that kapitel? V'yachileu mechelev chita. You eat from the chelev chita. You eat some bread. U'mitzur dvash asbieka. And you have some honey along with it. So that's perhaps a remez to the chal and honey there. This is another remez, the pasuk in Nechemiah, that you have to have mamtakim. You're supposed to eat sweets on Rosh Hashanah. So fine. So the Rosh says there is no fasting on Rosh Hashanah based on the pasuk in Nechemiah. And then he goes on in the end to say, in the other bold line, Usmeichin the Rosh Hashanah. We're supposed to rejoice in Rosh Hashanah lafi sheyodin shekadosh baruch hu osur lehem nisim, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do tremendous miracles in saving us. And umata es dinam lekafschus, he's going to tilt the scale to our advantage. V'korei alehem gzar dinam, to rip up the gzar din. So there's a tremendous simcha on a day like Rosh Hashanah, and that's why we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. So we have the question. How come on one hand the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Ochlin v'shosen u'smechen, yet he paskened earlier, we saw, Ein Omrim, we don't say it's a day of Simcha and a day of Sasam. We don't say that Nusach of Tevila. So is it a day of Simcha or not a day of Simcha? That's the stira in the Mechaber. So there are a couple of suggestions that I saw. One suggestion is based on a Mikrai Kodesh of Tzvi Pesach Frank. So he raises the following question. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav, this is number 21, those who are looking inside. Shivas Yimei Pesach, Shmones Yimei Chag, days of Pesach, days of Sukkis. Im Shar Yomim Tovim, with other Yomim Tovim, undefined right now, Kulam Asurim Behesped Uvetainis. All these days you can't fast, you can't eulogize. You have to be besimcha. So, which days are falling under the category of simcha? So we have Pesach, we have Chag, and we have Shar Yomim Tovim. What do you think Shar Yomim Tovim are referring to? I'll tell you this thing, it's not Yom Ha'atzmaut, that's for sure. So what Yomim Tovim, which Shar Yomim Tovim is it referring to? Ah, Shavuos off the list, that's one. That's Shar Yom Tov maybe. Right. Shar Yom, what's Yomim Tovim? So, Kimat, all the poskim say that Shar Yomim Tovim of the Rambam is referring to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense, as Rambam. So we see that there's a din of simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Fine. But the problem is that there's another Rambam in number 22, Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah, Per Gimel, where he says, and this explanation is going to answer the question, right in the middle, he's talking about Hallel. It says Hallel, you say in Chanukah, you say in Pesach, you say in Sukkot. Aval Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim ain b'hen Hallel. Lefi shehein yimei tshuva v'yira u'pacha, days of tshuva, days of fear. Lo yimei simcha yisera. So that's the key line. Lo simcha yisera. Exactly. So the very simple answer is that yes, there's simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but there's not a simcha yisera. There's a low level simcha. So let's call three tiers. There's places that no simcha, and there's some that have a mediocre type of simcha, and then there's the simcha yisera. So Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot are all in the top tier. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is in the second tier of the stam simcha, and then there are those other days of the year which have nothing. So in order to accomplish Hallel, in order to say Hallel, you need to be in the simcha yisera line, that tier, in order to allow to say Hallel. But since Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is on the lesser tier, the tier of Simcha Stam, so that doesn't warrant Rosh Hashanah. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says there's no Simcha, you don't say Smeichem V'Sason, Sason V'Simcha, because there's no Simcha Yisera. And that's why you don't say Hallel, with regards to not eating and drinking, so that's an in of regular Simcha. Rambam says, it's very meduic, the Rambam says, on days of Simcha, you're supposed to be Mesameach, Im Shai Yomim Tovim. So to eat and drink, that requires a low-level simcha. For example, Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast in Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to eat necessarily a meal, but you certainly can't fast. Rosh Chodesh isn't a simcha yisera. Because for fasting purposes, all you need is a regular level of simcha. So Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast, so certainly Rosh Hashanah, you can't fast because there's some level of simcha. Simcha yisera, that's a higher level. That's the reason why one would not say Hallel on Yom Kippur. And that's how Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank asks another question. How are we allowed to say a Shir Shal Yom on Rosh Hashanah? Is that a Shir Shal Yom that the Levim saying in the Beis HaMikdash every single day? That's also a Shira, that's a Simcha. So he explains, because again, to say a Shir Shal Yom, you don't require a high level Simcha. The Raya, we say it every single day of the year. Sunday morning we say it. So therefore there is no violation of saying a Shir Shal Yom on Rosh Hashanah. The only violation of saying something on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur would be something like Hallel, which is when there's a Simcha Yisera. And there's no Simcha Yisera in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so therefore you are allowed to say, rather, that's why you can't say Hallel, but you can say a Shir Shayom.
Mahem Umrim.
Ah. Don't say
Shishayom.
Ah. So lay
day
lana.
You don't say Shishayom every day?
No.
Yom Tov.
No. אבל בחגים.
מזמור שיר בשבת אומרים?
שבת אומרים, מזמור שיר עם השבת.
כן, אבל ביום,
בחג סוכות, בשבועות.
לא אומרים.
לא אומרים.
בבית המקדש היו אומרים שיר אחרת של יום יום טוב.
יש
שיר של... אה, אוקיי. אז זה שיר.
Fine,
that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah,
so you do say, but not say, yeah. Okay. The Gra also said that in Rosh Chodesh you only say Baruch Nafshi. You don't say the Yom Rishon or Sheni. Whatever Baruch Nafshi trumps it. So I imagine Sfarim do the same thing. Rosh Chodesh, you do both. Okay.
Why can't you say, or I think you could probably say the same thing at Magen Avraham said in source 7 that saying Shir Yom, you're not saying it.
Yeah, I think so. That could be a very simple answer. You're not saying, but and the Rai is because we say it on a regular day of the week.
Yeah.
I agree. That would be another answer. Fine. Here's another approach that Rav Asher Weiss seems to take, but I think it's clear in the Chachma Shlomo. The Chachma Shlomo is Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote a number of svarim that I once asked someone who knows Jewish history well, which Mechaber wrote the most svarim in the world. Now, my brother-in-law is on pace to maybe making that, but it's a shaila. How do you define a sefer? Does a kuntres count as a sefer? What's defined as a sefer? But he had the thought at the top of his head that Rav Shlomo Kluger perhaps wrote the most svarim that we have in Jewish history. So he has the Chachma Shlomo, the Perish, on the Shulchan Aruch. So what he says is something quite interesting. It's based on the Yerushalmi that says we're supposed to have this certain level of trust and bitachon, and confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a good din, a positive din. So he says, really, Be'etzim, inside, we're all very scared. But on the outside, we're supposed to give off this impression of confidence, with nice clothing, and stand up straight, you know, flexing our muscles and our chest like we're coming in. And therefore, everything external, like eating and drinking, we should be celebrating like we're confident we're going to walk out. When it comes to something that infects the inside, the singing and the davening, which is more internal, even though we're saying it outside, but it's more internal, we're scared. We're scared for our lives. So when it comes to tefillah, we don't say simcha, we don't say sason because we're scared. We don't say hallel because we're scared. When it comes to something outwardly, so then we're showing the confidence that we trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a good din. So this last idea, I think, nicely connects to an idea which I'll finish off with, the idea of crying on Rosh Hashanah. Are you allowed to cry or should you not cry? So we saw in the pasuk in Nehemiah that said one is not supposed to cry. Al tisablu, al tiatzru, al tivku. Don't cry, don't mourn, don't be sad. And based on this, the Maaser Rav of the Gra said that the Gra said that one shouldn't cry based on this pasuk. If you look in the number 25 now, the Pisket Chuvos quotes this Maaser Rav that one should not cry because of the pasuk in Nehemiah. But the Ber Hetev on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, says that the Arizal would have the practice of crying on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So it's possible there's a machlokas. The Arizal paskin that it was a day of Ema, it's Yom Hadin, and it would be very, very appropriate to cry. And the Gra paskin that it was a day of Simcha, and therefore a person should not cry. But the Pisgei Chuvos, I forget who he quotes from, he explains that there is no stira. It's possible that the Arizal's practice of crying versus the Gra's practice of not crying with no stira. The Bechia of Rosh Hashanah, he writes, has to come mitoch tefila v'tachanunim v'argashas hiskarvus l'kadosh baruch hu. Like we just said above. When a person is davening close to Hashem, when you're feeling that closest to Hashem, you feel that sense of urgency that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge us, whether we're going to make it this year or not, whether we're going to live or not live, whether we're going to have parnasa or not parnasa, whether our children are going to do the right thing, whether we will have children, whatever the shaila is. This day we're being judged and we are scared for our lives. And therefore it's a day of crying, says the Arizal. The Agra, who said it was aser to cry, he was referring to a different type of cry, a machshava of atvas vavelus. It's a different type of chilek right now. That a person shouldn't be sad. There's a type of cry you could have from being close to Hashem, almost a cry of being happy. A person's you're getting married, a child is getting married, you're seeing someone get married, there's a certain idea of crying, not because you're sad, because you either happy or you're feeling close to Hashem, close to the marriage, the excitement taking place there, as opposed to a cry that comes because of sadness. That's the chilek. Happiness versus sadness. So almost a bechia mitoch simcha seems to be the chilek that the Piskei Tshuvos is suggesting. But there's another chilek I found in the Dirshu here. And the Dirshu quotes another explanation as to why when the Gra would say not to cry, and when the Arizal said not to cry. Well, other way around, I'm sorry. The Gra said not to cry, the Arizal said to cry. One should cry. What's the difference? So they quote back here the following distinction. During davening, one should cry. After davening, one should not cry. The Arizal was referring to while davening, when you feel that connection to Hashem, which I would add, not only the connection to Hashem, but you're feeling the Yom HaDin. You feel that Eima, the Pachad, from being so close to Hashem, what's going to be this year? So then the Arizal said one should cry. After we walk out and we daven, and we hope we have a good Gemar Din, we have that confidence that Rav Shlomo Kluger spoke of, the confidence with our head up high, our chest sticking out, our flexing our muscles, that we have this bitachon and the confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a good judgment, and that's when we go home and ochlim v'shosin esmeichim, and we go home and eat and drink. So this steer in the Shulchan Aruch, I think, is answered very simply. When the Shulchan Aruch said not to say simcha, not to say sasan and simcha in the tefillah, and he said not to say halel, because that was while we were davening for our lives. But when he said to go home, ochlim v'shosin esmeichim, that's after we've davened. We had davened for everything, and we showed the confidence to the Chach B'Shlomo that we got a good din. So Mirz Hashem, through learning the sugya and through practicing the right thing, we should be zocha to a favorable din Torah, every day slicha, mechila, and kapara. Okay.